Hello and welcome to our case study series for Chapter 2, an introduction to careers in the psychological sciences. My name is Dr. Nancy Hoare. I'm a registered psychologist and a senior lecturer in the School of Counselling and Psychology at the University of Southern Queensland. We are going to present some scenarios that represent typical career questions that prospective or current students may have about studying psychology. My colleague is Dr. Jennifer Luke, who is a career development practitioner with USQ's Careers and Employability Service. And Jennifer's also a researcher at USQ.
Hello, Nancy, and hello, everybody.
Thank you, Jennifer, for joining us. The people in the case studies are fictitious and all the names are pseudonyms, but the issues presented are drawn from real issues that have been presented by people who have sought careers counselling. So this case study is focusing on Diana, who is a 43-year-old who graduated with a Bachelor of Science Psychology 10 years ago. Jennifer, let's now have a chat about Diana. Because since Diana graduated with her degree 10 years ago, she's worked in community services as a project officer. She's now married with two primary school-aged children, and she's wanting to return to her psychology studies and build on a career path towards becoming a clinical psychologist. She's got an understanding that there are several years of study to complete, but Diana is unsure if she is still eligible to enter a psychology honours program, which on completion will provide her with the pathway into a Master of Clinical Psychology. So Jennifer, career development wise, how can we assist Diana?
Well, Nancy, Diana's story is a situation that is experienced with so many students that book in appointments and speak with us in the careers and employability team. And I realise that there is a time factor involved in regard to eligibility. So the first step that I would recommend to Diana is to talk to the Psychology Honours Program Director or the Honours Coordinator. So depending on the university that Diana is looking at studying with, whoever is responsible for the Honours Program in psychology, and having a chat to them about her bachelor degree qualification and the fact that it's 10 years, if it's still considered relevant, because that is something that I do realise is a very important aspect that she needs to understand. And this is something that in all psychology degrees, there is a time limit. And I know, Nancy, you've got further information about that.
Look, that's a really important first step, Jennifer, isn't it? So typically to get into honours, you need to have completed an Australian Psychology Accreditation Council, or APAC, accredited psychology degree within a certain time period to be eligible then to apply for honours. For Diana, 10 years is too long and it's not within the eligible time frame. So this might mean that Diana would have to complete more studies at an undergraduate level, something like a graduate diploma in psychology, to then be able to go on to complete honours and then to be eligible to apply for masters. So this could take Diana longer than she may have originally anticipated. So it's important that she explores all of her options. Going to talk to a career development practitioner would be really important. So, Jennifer, how would you help Diana to kind of deal with this once she's received that information that perhaps she might need to go back and do an undergraduate study?
Yes, Nancy. And as I mentioned before, this is a very typical situation. And with Diana, the fact that she first off speaks to the coordinator of the psychology honours program is essential. So having spoken to the coordinator and found out what the situation is, and that in most cases, and in this case, particularly with Diana, she would be needing to look at doing additional study to be eligible for honours. So I would then be talking to Diana about the career that she's already had. As she's mentioned, is that she has been working within the community sector. She's been building up a lot of experience there. and just finding out from her about the influences and motivations that are driving her to return to study now and to follow a pathway into becoming a clinical psychologist, and just ensuring that she knows the reasons why she's doing this. And also talking to her about the various occupations and careers that are already available to her in different pathways with the undergraduate degree in psychology that she has, because it's a very valuable qualification that she's already holding that is a bonus in many career pathways. And it's just ensuring that she does not feel that she's at a dead end, is that if she has the time to be able to focus on continuing with her studies, to then go on to honours and then her master's to become a clinical psychologist, that she has that focus and she knows exactly why she's doing it, but she's also aware that she can be still building her experience now in different career pathways while she's studying, using the qualifications and the experience that she already has within psychology and related areas. So it's really giving her that positive focus, knowing that even with continual study, she is not at a dead end, and that she has so many exciting pathways already open to her, let alone what will be open to her when she completes her clinical psychology degree.
That's great information, Jennifer. I think that's really important for Diana to kind of really think about the influences and motivations and all of the options that are available to her, maybe further study isn't in the psychology area, perhaps in counselling or social work. So these are all the kinds of things that you would talk through with Diana to look at all her different options?
Definitely. And that exactly is the case, Nancy, is that looking at those motivations and the influences that are leading Diana to wanting to focus in psychology is where the conversation can then open up so many other options, where it could be counselling, is where she realises that that's actually where her interests and her experience and her focus is leading her. And that is why it's so important to have conversations with career practitioners to just talk through the reasons why you're wanting to focus on a particular study pathway or a career pathway, because there is so many pathways you can take in careers, and the more pathways that you are aware are available to you, the more resilience you will have and the better focus you'll have on what you're wanting to achieve.
Well, thank you so much for that great information, Jennifer. So be sure to listen to our other case studies for more examples of students investigating study and career options in psychology. Thank you, everyone, for listening.